I'm calling from inside the church. Can anyone hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
In exchange for a Christian or Muslim doctor and some food, we are willing to exchange our hostage.
I thought you had already killed him.
If you don't meet our demands, we will kill him.
He deserves to be punished for his own mistake. It might even be better if he is punished by you.
Well, we'll give you an hour to think about our offer.
The only thing that matters to us and Israel's government is to take you in. You have no choice but to surrender.
Bothering you two.
According to one of the people inside the church, Francois Domel, who has been able to send a report to a local French network, the two persons who have been wounded are in critical condition. Meanwhile, those inside have taken an Israeli officer hostage and announced they are willing to release him in exchange for food and a non-Jewish doctor. The Israeli regime has rejected the hostage takers' demands, but the decision has drawn sharp criticism from the opposition, who have accused the ruling party of not doing enough to save the life of its army major. The local French network has delivered the Palestinians' demands to the UN and a number of international humanitarian agencies. Already, several peace organizations have announced the readiness to form a human chain around the church to help save the lives of those inside.
That's it. Just as I
thought. Israeli officials say they would not allow any one person or group to approach the church, because in their eyes, defending those inside amounts to defending terrorists. Meanwhile, although Palestinian National Authority has announced its readiness to negotiate an end to the crisis, there has been no response from the Israeli government as of yet. And now, we go to Afghanistan. Reports from Kabul, the capital of Afghanistan, indicates that Hamid Karzai had...
It seems you're quite expert at exaggeration.
If no one comes to our help, none of this will be an exaggeration.
They would never allow anyone to come and help you.
I'll do my best anyway.
Do your best for what?
Forming a human shield outside or hitting up your reports? My goal is to arouse world opinion on this issue.
Your goal is to spice up your reports. That's it.
If we all die here, you wouldn't give a damn. It's even in your interest. It makes a good report. You'll be famous. You'll become a celebrity.
Our destiny is all the same. If our fate is to starve here, naturally I'll die too.
As soon as Hanif gets better, I will leave.
I suggest, as long as we have food to eat, we continue with our resistance. I'll do whatever I can, so world public opinion forces them to negotiate with the Palestinian government.
Petrus, it's time to turn off the generator.
Tanat Rao plays, it's the finals of the Champions League.
We need what's left of the gasoline. We can't use it to watch football.
Look, my friend, the league finals are just once a year. We gotta watch it. We can't afford to lose it. Listen, let's take a vote. Those who agree, raise your hands.
I'm all for it.
How old are you?
37.
Are you married?
You didn't say I'd look older.
Are you married?
Yes, I was. I had a wife and three children.
You had?
Yeah, once. I had lots of things that I...
What's going to happen at the end of this game?
For you, those who fight for the independence of their country, their soil, their honor, it's a game. It's a game. Sorry for you. Sorry. If you want to talk like this, you better go.
Oh, no, no. Don't get angry. You know, we fought enough ourselves. We fought the Germans and suffered many martyrs, if you want to put it that way.
No, you haven't. Have you ever been burnt?
Yeah, once.
And I was burnt very badly.
I've been burnt 1,000 times. The oldest of them was 12 years old. And the youngest one was only 3.
Well, aside from these questions, I like Palestine. I really do. It's people, their resistance. How can I help you?
Tell the truth.
Only?
Only.
You can be sure I'll tell the truth. If I get out of here in one piece, I'll tell the whole truth. Okay, I don't want to bother you anymore.
You did.
You know, you're wise. Unlike your young friend. I kind of like you. I'll try to help you. All of you, as much as I can.
If you don't have a knight, you have to go all the distance on foot, and that quickly exhausts you. This is the Black Knight. Now, it's a very important piece. Maybe more important than this one. It's called the Bishop. Now, this is a big piece, and if you look at the nature, you see it. It's larger than all the others. Do you know what I mean? You can move more readily with this, and it's more useful. You can see the knight is really an important piece. The knight is allowed to sort of jump over any black or white pieces. You know what I mean?
Lena, are you hungry? I've kept a bit of my rations. Several dates.
Father? I want to change my clothes. Is there anything here that I might use?
We have nothing here, other than a few robes and cloaks.
Whatever, it's not important. I used to read poetry myself. Mostly Khalil Gibran.
My love is a Canaanite song that roams around the plains, smells the scent of wild red flowers, colored yellow with the obscure color of death. Your poems were stolen in Gaza, but you, like the sands of the desert, traveled long distances. It was raining, the rain that fed on the wound. The flowers were picked, your songs were plundered. Motherland, your poems were stolen from.
That was great. Could you maybe write it down?
Yes.
inside the church. This is despite the fact that they have run out of their last portion of food and are suffering from hunger. Meanwhile, the two wounded people inside the church are in critical condition. Although there has been no reaction yet from the Israeli government to the offer made by the Palestinian National Authority, unofficial sources claim that Israel might agree to allow the young Palestinian child to leave the church in exchange for the release of their hostage army officer. And now, let's turn to news from other parts of the world. In Africa, the latest from Ethiopia indicate that hunger has stricken iguanas.
We did it! I was able to force them to pull back from their position. Listen, friends, if we continue to persist under pressure of world opinion, they will have to agree to let us all go.
That's right. If you persist, we'll all be freed.
For how much longer? Enough is enough.
I'm hungry. I want some fried eggs.
He's delirious.
This child can't take it anymore.
He's right. He's not delirious. I can smell the eggs. Yes, I can.
So I'm losing it too, then.
We should find out where that smell is coming from.
It's from here.
You can really smell it over here.
You must not ever accuse Petrus. I've known this old man for years.
So who is it?
The Israelis are cooking eggs to break our will.
Don't fool yourself, Father. We just have to go to that room and see what Petrus is doing.